Great. Well, I'm going to use this because we're recording everything, and I'll get to that in a moment. So first, I always like to ask, for how many of you is it your first time in the building this morning? Yeah. Wow. Okay, great. So no matter which audience I ask, it's always half, which is interesting. I think the other half are the participants who have been here for the fall. What I want to start by doing is telling you a little bit about the Institute. So we're funded by the National Science Foundation. We have a five-year grant that we get to renew every 5 years, we hope. And they are the dominant supporter for us. And what we do are, some of you are just here for the conference, but what we have are programs, long events, 8 to 12 week events, that arise out of the theoretical physics community, come to us via pre-proposals, and then we work with our advisory board, which is a group of about 18 scientists from all around, mostly the U.S., just because we have a fair amount of travel for the advisory board, so we unfortunately don't use very many from outside the U.S. for that, that work with us to develop those pre-proposals into real proposals, into programs, and that development process is underway right now for programs for 2015-2016. We're already booked up solid through summer 2015. We plan far ahead because we really want to get people to be able to come for long periods and really spend substantial time here to trigger new collaborations and new ideas. So I'd encourage you, I'll be at the dinner tomorrow night, and I'll be around at lunch. So if any of you have questions for me or you, Greg Huber, who's the deputy director here, will be around. If you've got questions about that process and any ideas you may have of future programs that are in 2015, 2016, please talk to us. I think the only thing to keep in mind is we won't do the same thing quickly. We have a big pent-up demand for new ideas, and so if you want to come back and do what you just did, you got to wait a fair amount of time, unless there's some dramatic breakthrough, which you can, of course, convince the advisory board to be true. On the advisory board, the one person you may recognize who's on the advisory board from your sort of from the geophysics community is Michael Manga. From Berkeley. He's probably the closest compatriot you have on the advisory board. Prior to that, it was Eberhard Bodenschatz, who really did a large amount of work to develop this program into something that the advisory board chose. So please do keep that in mind. We have now and again done programs that are more in the geophysics community. We're constantly exploring ideas in that dimension. So I would be welcome to have discussions with any of you who have new ideas. Everything is recorded, and it's all on the web, and so that's why we're going to use these microphones, even though in this room you don't need them for broadcasting, but it's so that everything goes on the web, so that you can experience this forever, and your friends can see what you said about them when they weren't in the room. And it's very important, the same for questions. Again, I know in this room it feels awkward because you can hear each other, but if we don't get the microphone to you for the questions won't be heard on the internet, and again, roughly within a day, everything's live. And that stays there forever, and that means you don't have to write any conference proceedings, any of that old-fashioned, old-school stuff from the prior century. Okay, another important point for our conferences is time for discussion. So you'll see in these talks that there's 30-minute slots for talks and 15 minutes for discussion. That is very important to the function of the conference and for you. And so Klaus, as the first session chair, will set a fantastic example of what it is to keep a speaker to 30 minutes. And since you know there's time for questions, you know, you might want to hold and let the speaker do it. But of course, you know, you can interrupt in this in less formal setting than a normal conference. It's going to be hard for you to probably contain yourself. But probably best to try to, knowing you have that 15 minutes. And that is extremely important to the Institute, and the coordinators can speak to how much we beat them up if they don't do it. The talks, those of you who give talks, you've got instructions in your package about where to send the talk so we can also get the talk online, so we're not just dependent on the web video capture for that, so please do that. The staff are here, are wearing name tags, so of course, Jesse, you all know, Jesse, wave your hand. She's our conference assistant who's been working so closely with all of you to be here, and Craig, who's going to be working with the AV, probably other AV staff here, I'm not sure, but they'll be wearing name tags. Wireless access is available, so there it is, the username and password. We encourage you to only use that if you want to check the veracity of what the speaker is telling you. Otherwise, you should be focused solely, of course, on the talk. Restrooms are across the corridor over on this side as well as directly above. During breaks, please do wear your name tags, so that our staff know that you're eligible to get the food. We have another program here right now called Spintronics, and they will try to eat your food. And you probably tried to do the same, so if you wear your name tags, it makes it easier for everybody. So during breaks, okay, that's good. And then parking is in lot 10. I usually tell people this now, but you're already here. So for those of you who drove, if you park on the top floor of lot 10, which is the large parking structure across here, you can, at the kiosk, select VIP, and that will let you pay. It tells you you're a VIP to park, and just park on the top floor. Parking Services is very good at giving tickets, so do follow that. The building gets locked at 5, so if you happen to get locked out, for those of you who aren't here for the program and therefore don't have a key to the building, the catering entrance, which is a wooden gate right over here, is open because the caterers use that to get back and forth. So if you do get locked out, there's a wooden door just on that side which will allow you to get back in. So I think that's all the announcements I have. And before I hand it over, just see if there's any quick questions for me as director. And unfortunately, I have a 9 o'clock meeting, so I already apologized to Jim. Of course, my expectation is you'll solve all the problems by Thursday. Since you, I don't know if you, maybe you solved them already for part of the program. Questions for me before I hand off to Klaus?
I'd like to make one quick announcement, which is at right before the 4 o'clock session, I'll give instructions about the shuttles tonight, because it's a little complicated, a lot of information. There's an informal dinner, and I'll explain how you can walk to it, but there's also shuttles going. So.
Okay. Klaus, I'm going to hand thank you, Craig.
Thank you very much for the introduction. Now we can go over to the technical program, and the first speaker is Jim Jenkins from Cornell University, and he's talking about continuum theory for Aeolian sense transport.